2017 has been a good year for U.S. housing prices, which have steadily risen. Is a lack of home availability going to keep that trend going? What about new home construction? Some analysts are worried that a bubble is about to burst in 2018. What could that mean for the broader economy? And finding an affordable home in the Phoenix area is getting more difficult. A report cited by the Arizona Republic says the Valley is now the 19th most affordable among the top 50 U.S. metro areas. To talk about current housing, I turn to Anthony Sanders. He is Distinguished Professor of Real Estate Finance at George Mason University. Professor, are you seeing any similarities between the current condition of the U.S. housing market and what was happening in 2006, 2007?
Well, let me put it this way. The bubble of 2006 and 2007 was defined by the chief economist at Freddie Mac at the time, Frank Nodhaft, who's now the chief economist at CoreLogic. If house price exceeding wage growth, that's a bubble. Well, guess what? We see the same thing right now. We see house price growth exceeding wage growth nationally. The difference is it's the magnitude, the spread between the two is not as large as it was during 2006 and 2007. We have a bubble, but it's not, I think, in peril of popping.
What would put us in peril of popping? What are some signs you're looking for?
There's several. I mean, first of all, is that, as you probably know, the inventory of housing available is very low by historic standards. And so the Federal Reserve keeps pumping cheap money into the system, although they claim they're going to stop it. I have no evidence they're stopping. And so that just actually helps perpetuate the disparity between wage growth and house price growth. So if they start raising rates finally, we might see that bubble start to pop. And, of course, there's random economic events, as we know. North Korea, just surprise events that can occur that just rattle everyone's nerves. And that's the problem with bubbles. Bubbles like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's in a bubble. Bitcoin's going through the roof. It is kind of cooling off today. But it's the same thing. There's so much sloshing liquidity chasing risky assets out there, like housing, that can always just stop in a heartbeat.
So cities like Phoenix, Las Vegas, many areas of Florida, certain parts of California, really got hit especially hard when we talked about the housing bubble. Are these places especially vulnerable to that kind of thing if it were to happen again?
Well, that's correct. The problem, I love Phoenix, as you know. It's a great city. But the problem is that the organic growth feature is different than some other cities, and Florida's the same problem, is that when you look at cities with organic growth such as Seattle, and Seattle is the fastest-growing city in terms of home prices in the United States, the only double-digit one. And, well, heck, they got Microsoft, they've got Amazon. They have a lot of organic growth. And the problem is the South, particularly Florida and Phoenix, have never really been able to grab those industries. They have a little taste of it, but they've never had the real big mover and shaker come in. And that's what helps stabilize employment growth and stabilize housing prices. So we're just not seeing that.
Well, so what do you make of the fact that then Phoenix in a recent report, Phoenix is becoming less and less affordable when it comes to the top 50 cities in the U.S. Phoenix has moved down the ladder quite a bit from where it was. So if you're not getting the sort of wage growth, how much of a problem does that cause even more so when you're seeing the home prices rise? Is that creating a bigger divide in a place like this?
Of course. I mean, that's a very good point you made. And in fact, this is somewhat reminiscent of the 2000 cycle in Phoenix. What we're seeing now is that very low wage growth in Phoenix, and we're seeing housing prices growing pretty rapidly. They're almost, not quite, but they're starting to approach the levels they were at the peak of the bubble in Phoenix. But what we're seeing is once again, people vacating the super expensive areas of California, Washington, et cetera, and moving down to Phoenix. So we're getting some of that West Coast purge that moves to less expensive housing in Arizona, and less so in Las Vegas, but so that's what we're seeing kind of that recycling again, which is not good because that bids up the housing prices in Phoenix. The problem is the wage rates aren't going up, so you end up with that spread I talked about, the bubble spread, wage growth versus house price growth, and it's a little bit concerning.
When it comes to affordability of homes in a particular community or city, is there a reasonable number that economists look at, like a certain percentage of homes are affordable and others are only going to be for a certain kind of person? Is there any way to measure that kind of thing and how it affects certain cities?
There's always a way to try to do it. But again, I don't generally follow those statistics because they're not particularly meaningful. Because what's an affordable house? If anyone goes on the Fed of St. Louis's website called FRED, you can actually pull up the median income for a particular city or county. And you can also pull up using the FHFA, the regulator for Freddie and Fannie. They have housing-specific data as well. And you can just do a simple ratio of Phoenix, for example, house price growth relative to median wages in Phoenix, and take a look and see what that ratio looks like, and then compare it to some other cities. I've done that numerous times in the past. And what you can come up with is Phoenix, at least for a long time, was very affordable compared to wage growth, but it's getting less so. Phoenix has a great opportunity, but again, they still have to work on getting some major company to come in to stabilize employment growth.
Anthony Sanders is a distinguished professor of real estate finance at George Mason University. Professor, thanks as always for your time.
Hey, thanks, Steve.